Welcome to another episode of the NewsRamp Nonprofit Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, excited to bring you today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we gather the latest business news from the best sources, ensuring you stay updated and engaged. Before we begin, a quick reminder, this podcast features AI-assisted production and voices, but the news we present is genuine, with full stories available on NewsRamp.com. Today is Thursday evening, June 12th, 2025, and we've curated a fantastic selection of nonprofit news just for you. So whether you're commuting, working out, or just relaxing, stay tuned and let's dive right in. Let's kick things off with our first headline. Groundbreaking study unveils the 528 frequency as a universal constant for healing and life extension. A groundbreaking study published in ACTA Scientific Biotechnology Journal reveals the 528 Hz frequency of sound and 528 nanometers of green light as a universal constant for healing and life extension. This research, authored by Dr. Leonard G. Horowitz, Mitch Fine, and Victor Schoel, integrates quantum physics, bioacoustics, and sacred geometry to show how the 528 frequency plays a key role in biological processes like stem cell activation and DNA repair. Ancient wisdom and modern science converge to highlight the significance of 528 in natural phenomena and architectural design, suggesting potential applications in medicine and nanotechnology. Dr. Horowitz emphasizes the transformative potential of this grand unification healing paradigm, advocating for further research into 528-based therapeutic devices and alternative health solutions. Harford Community Action Agency renames food pantry to the Harford Food Bank. The Harford Community Action Agency recently renamed its food pantry to the Harford Food Bank to highlight their dedication to fighting hunger in the Harford County community. A breakfast celebration on May 13th brought together elected officials, community leaders, and sponsors to showcase the food bank's work. Proclamations were presented by the Harford County Council and Harford County Executive Bob Casilli. HCAA CEO Pamela Craig stated that the name change better represents their commitment to serving the community, as the food bank currently serves 13 Harford County residents every hour. The Bel Air Lions Club, as the platinum sponsor, will have naming rights for 1 year, along with other key sponsors such as the Rotary Clubs of Harford County and Maison Nord Farm. HCAA offers a variety of services to help residents in need achieve self-sufficiency.
CFHV releases Voices of the Hudson Valley Report, highlighting Hudson Valley perspectives. Community Foundations of the Hudson Valley has released Voices of the Hudson Valley, a report compiling community conversations from Dutchess, Putnam, and Ulster counties. This data-driven report will shape future grant-making opportunities, highlighting residents' perspectives on the region's strengths and challenges. The report identifies concerns such as housing affordability, food insecurity, mental health, and childcare options. CFHV plans to host panel discussions to address these issues and connect community members with nonprofits. This report serves as a catalyst for ongoing change, allowing CFHV to prioritize areas identified by the community while remaining committed to addressing a broad range of issues. For more information, visit communityfoundationshv.org.
David Nevins interviews Dominic Merritt, thoroughbred industry leader and mentor. Dominic Merritt's journey into the thoroughbred industry is a testament to perseverance and passion. From watching the sport as a child in East Baltimore, Dominic's hands-on experience began at Bonita Farm after a connection at Harford Community College. He quickly progressed from mucking stalls to galloping horses at top tracks. Dominic's dream of becoming a full-time exercise rider for Todd Pletcher has taken him to racing circuits across the U.S. and Australia. Recognized with the Godolphin Newcomer Award, Dominic also mentors with Saddle Up Scholars, inspiring young people from low-income communities. Connect with David Nevins, President and CEO of Nevins & Associates, a strategic communications company with a diverse client base. With over 30 years of experience in marketing and public relations, David's leadership and network of contacts benefit the firm's clients.
Busy summer? New flexible milk pickups and Saturday screenings now available. As families prepare for a busy summer, Mother's Milk Bank California is offering convenient options for lactating parents to donate breast milk. From June 21st to August 15th, 2025, residents of San Mateo, Santa Clara, and Alameda counties can schedule contactless milk pickups Monday through Friday. Additionally, Saturday donor screening appointments are now available for new potential donors who can't make it during regular hours. Professional medical interpretation services in over 200 languages are also provided. To schedule a pickup or screening, call 1-877-375-6645, option 3, or use the Calendly link. Mother's Milk Bank California, founded 50 years ago, is dedicated to providing safe human milk to babies in need, supporting families, and advancing neonatal care.
Award-winning documentary, Where the Horses Heal the Soul, screens in Austin June 16th to support equine-assisted services for veterans, kids, and adults facing physical and emotional challenges. Award-winning documentary, Where the Horses Heal the Soul, will be screening in Austin on June 16th to support equine-assisted services for veterans, kids, and adults facing physical and emotional challenges. Directed by Twila Labar, the film follows individuals at ROC, including military veterans with PTSD, a teenager with Down syndrome, and a woman with cerebral palsy. Through their bond with horses, they discover new strength and purpose. The documentary has received recognition at various film festivals, earning top honors in multiple categories. The screening event will take place at AFS Cinema on June 16th at 6:30 p.m., with proceeds benefiting ROC. Tickets can be purchased online. Presented by the Rotary Club of Austin University Area, this event promises to be a powerful showcase of healing through the connection between humans and horses. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Nonprofit Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.